Welcome to ClinPharm Pod. I'm Elena Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCPT family of journals. My guests today are Dr. Lei Zhang, Deputy Director for the Office of Research and Standards, Office of Generic Drugs in CDER at the FDA, and Associate Editor of Clinical and Translational Science, Dr. Lanfranco Palisi, Assistant Professor at the University of Southern Denmark and former Editor in Training for CTS, and Dr. Chunzi Li, Executive Director and Distinguished Scientist at Genentech and guest editor for the upcoming special collection we'll be discussing today. Lei, Lanfranco, and Chunzi, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Elena.
CTS has recently issued a call for papers for a special collection that will begin publishing in 2026, focusing on quantitative medicine for drug discovery, development, and clinical utilization. How was this topic for this collection conceived, and how did you three come to work together on this?
The timing of this collection really aligns with the significant developments in our field. With the FDA's establishment of the CDER Quantitative Medicine Center of Excellence in March 2024, there has been growing momentum to advance quantitative medicine methodologies across the drug development life cycles. ASCPT also held a post-conference workshop on quantitative medicine that Chunzi co-chairs in conjunction with the 2025 annual meeting in May 2025. We recognized that bringing new therapeutic agents to patients involves significant expenses, time, and risks. And quantitative medicine offers innovative approaches to improve these efficiencies. The collaboration came naturally as we all share a vision for how quantitative medicine can transform drug development and ultimately improve patient outcomes.
Thanks, Lei. I am excited to see us building on that post-workshop from the 2025 meeting. Lanfranco, how does this apply to various areas and topics of research? Can you elaborate on the drug discovery, development, and clinical utilization portion of the collection title?
Thanks, Elena, for this question. So the scope really spans the entire drug development continuum. When we talk about drug discovery, development, and clinical utilization, we are covering everything from early target selection and validation through lead optimization, all the way to post-approval lifecycle management. This includes quantitative modeling tools like population PK/PD, exposure response modeling, and AI ML applications. But it also encompasses clinical applications like individualized patient treatment optimization or modeling for drug development and real-world evidence integration. So we are particularly interested in how these approaches can address precision medicine and patient-centric treatment strategies.
Thanks, Lanfranco. What article types are you hoping researchers will submit? What would your dream issue look like, Chunzi?
Yeah, I think Elena definitely loved to talk about this topic. We are welcoming a broader range of submission type, including original research article, brief report, mini reviews, tutoriums, perspective, and position paper, etc. So my dream issue for this special collection will showcase the full spectrums of QM applications. We'd love to see paper on cutting-edge QSP modeling, along practical tutoriums on regulatory implementation, perhaps some position papers on overcoming barriers to QM adoption, and original research papers to demonstrate real-world impact on patient outcome. We are also very interested in global perspectives on regulatory harmonization and the return on investment analysis that can help demonstrate the value of QM implementation.
Excellent. Thanks, Chunzi. And what's your experience as a guest editor been like? Tell me about the logistics of planning a themed collection and what goes into ensuring you receive the types of papers you're looking for.
Yeah, that's a really nice question. Actually, this is my first time to serve as a guest editor. Planning this collection has been incredibly rewarding. We have worked closely with CTS editorial team to ensure we are reached to the right research community. The logistics involve coordinating with multiple stakeholders, from academic researchers to industry scientists and to regulatory expertise. We have been promoting the call through various channels and working to ensure that we capture both established QM applications and emerging innovative approaches. The January 31st, 2026 deadline gave researchers adequate time to develop quality submissions.
Thank you. What's the value in submitting to a themed collection? How will a paper published in this special collection differentiate itself from other papers published in CTS, Lei?
Yeah, this is a very good question. As you know, CTS have published multiple special collections, and this is a very special one. Papers in this special collection will benefit from being part of a focused, high visibility compilation that's specifically addressing quantitative medicine. This creates a valuable resource for the community and also increases the discoverability for researchers working in this space. Given the FDA's commitment to advancing QM through our Center of Excellence, papers in this collection will be particularly relevant to current regulatory science priorities. It also provides an opportunity for cross-pollination between different QM applications and methodologies. So I think that would be a great benefit to submit papers to this special collection.
That's great to hear. Thank you. And I will just add from a pragmatic standpoint that as with all CTS publications, this is a continuous publication. Submitting to the special collection and being accepted into the special collection does not mean that your paper is waiting to publish until the special collection is ready or launches. Your paper will go in the first available issue, but these papers will all be gathered together under the umbrella of the special collection, and we'll do a lot more promotion and really kind of try and drive eyes to those papers. So, Lanfranco, does CTS have any other special collections or calls for papers open at the moment?
Yes, Elena, CTS is a special collection on biomarkers that is currently open. This special collection is dedicated to identifying, assessing, validating, and utilizing biomarkers for drug development and clinical use.
Well, it's been fantastic chatting with you all, and I'm very excited for this quantitative medicine special collection. Does anyone have any final thoughts they'd like to share before we close out?
I will go first, Elena. I would like to say, feel free to reach out to any of us if you have questions about this special collection. We look forward to receiving your submissions. From a regulatory perspective, this collection comes at a pivotal time as we continue to build the infrastructure and expertise within the FDA's Quantitative Medicine Center of Excellence. We are particularly interested in the submissions that can bridge the gap between innovative methodologies and a particular or practical regulatory applications. So I'm looking forward to this special collection.
And
thank you.
If I may add something, Helena, so this is really an exciting opportunity to showcase how quantitative medicine is advancing across the entire drug development spectrum. And we encourage researchers from all areas, whether you're working in early discovery, clinical development, or post-market application, to consider contributing to this collection.
I also echo the sentiment. What particularly exciting is the potential for this collection to serve as a comprehensive resource that demonstrates the real-world impact of quantitative medicine approaches. We are looking forward to seeing innovative work that can help shape the future of drug development. Very excited.
Well, that's all great to hear. Thank you guys so much. I really do appreciate your time and your expertise, not only today on this podcast, but in helping shape this special collection for CTS. This call for papers is available on the ASCPT website, along with other calls for the ASCPT journal family, and we'll include a link in the description of this episode. All submissions are due by January 31st, 2026. So if you have any questions about manuscript types or submitting to CTS, please contact Managing Editor Alethea Girding at alethea@ascpt.org. That's A-L-E-T-H-E-A @ascpt.org. Thank you for listening to ClinPharm Pod. Be sure to check out past episodes while you're here, and remember to visit ASCPT.org for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issue of all three journals.